And we're joined once again by Beto Arcos, world music DJ, LA man about town, intrepid traveler. He always brings us the most awesome music. And this time, all from Mexico, right, Beto?
That's right. I wanted to bring some attention to the wealth and the breadth of Mexican music across the country, because there are areas that, unfortunately, we hear about some bad news of what's happening in Mexico, but sometimes people don't see the good side. And I wanted to bring attention to some regions of Mexico through the music of these groups that we're going to feature today.
So before we learn about our first artist, let's listen to a little bit of his music.
Supongo que los días vendrán con sus revelaciones y quisiera ir con los ojos llenos de asombro no más. Adiós al miedo, estoy emocionado de andar con encendidas antenas al porvenir.
Beto, who is this guy?
His name is David Aguilar. He's from the northwestern state of Sinaloa. And he is, in my opinion, one of the most gifted, talented singer-songwriters right now in Mexico. He's maybe about 30 years old, but he knows how to craft, how to create a beautiful song and a melody. I just think he's one of the great artists right now happening.
El diente más honesto del engrane que me toca girar. Y entre paredes, con movimiento hallaré señal. Ya es resistencia vivir. Porque parece que además no quedan muchas alternativas. Y está la cruel sensación.
So beautiful and bright. What's he singing about?
This is a song that's called Antenas al Porvenir, which means something like an antenna to the future, meaning the world may be falling apart. We feel like sometimes there are all this bad news going on in Mexico, in the Middle East, in Africa, but we have to be positive. And he's basically saying, look, there's a bright future coming up. It's going to be good.
And talking about trouble, he's in a place, he's in Sinaloa, that's associated with a lot of violence.
That's right, that's right. And here is someone that, despite all of that, says, hey, we actually have something really exciting here.
Once again, that's the music of David Aguilar. The song is called Antenas al... Say it for me, Beto.
Antenas al Porvenir.
Beto, who's next?
The next band is this group from my hometown of Jalapa, Veracruz, in the Gulf Coast of Mexico, the capital of the state of Veracruz, and they're called Los Aguas Aguas.
Pretty funky stuff there.
Yeah, this is a band that initially started playing roots music, Son Jarocho from Veracruz. And pretty soon, within a couple of years, they started blending in funk and especially reggae music.
Yeah.
And so what you hear really is this kind of beautiful mix, this kind of confluence of musics. In particular, this song that's called El Sol, or The Sun, talks about this environment that they've been living in Jalapa, in Veracruz, a place that's been unfortunately also plagued by violence. But the singer is basically saying, there's all this stuff going on, but let's be positive and let's confront this and say we have to keep on living.
En la noche me despierta un sonido de balazos. En las calles se pelean. Piedras contra bazucazos, el ejército llegó. ¡Ya llegó! Empuñando la granada.
This is a band that is very, very much representative of what's happening in the music in Veracruz, that maybe started playing just kind of party songs, but now they're saying, we have to say something about what's happening.
Again, that's music from Las Aguas Aguas. The song is called El Sol. My guest is Beto Arcos, world music DJ with KPFK here in Los Angeles. Beto, more.
Let's take a listen to this new recording by one of my all-time favorite bands. It's called Pasatono Orquesta, and their new record is called Maroma. And let's listen to this kind of overture into the world of the maroma or circus.
Beto, before we started, we were talking about Fellini, and I hear what you're talking about here. This is kind of a Fellini circus, isn't it?
It is. You know, in Oaxaca, there's been a tradition for a couple of centuries now of this sort of traveling circus that goes from village to village. And so what Pasatono Orquesta is doing is kind of recreating that period through music. And so you hear this kind of blend of sort of Eastern European flavors, sometimes a little like klezmer sounding, with Mexican music. It's this kind of coming together, this kind of river of sounds and textures.
Dicen que arriba del cerro hay un mundo diferente.
Tell me more about this circus celebration. This isn't animals and Barnum and Bailey kind of stuff.
I'm glad you asked. You know, the Maroma tradition in Mexico, the village circus in Mexico, is all about acrobatics. Nothing to do with animals. They set up in small towns, sometimes outside of the town, in the evening. And so people come and see these acrobats at night. Full moon outside, a band playing, and you are just, in a sense, almost in a kind of a movie scene.
Again, the music is by Pasatono Orquestra. Beto, you always leave us with something fabulous, so what do you got here?
Well, this is also one super band. They're from Guadalajara, Jalisco. They are Troquel, and they play this fantastic, really cool mix of funk and hip-hop and jazz, and they absolutely just burn on stage.
Wild music, and we talked about how Las Aguas Aguas shifted gears all the time. These guys are crazy that way.
Absolutely. This is a tune that if you listen closely to, especially the trumpet riffs, you'll hear a little bit of the hint of mariachi music. Now, Guadalajara, as many people might know, is the capital of mariachi music. It's in fact, it's the capital of tequila. That's where tequila comes from. So there is a little hint of the sort of mariachi sound, but ever so slightly, because they don't want to be associated with the mariachi. They are nothing to do with mariachi. They're troquel, and they, I mean, I've seen these guys on stage. They are something else.
The band is Troquel. Great, great stuff there. The album is called Crimen Sonoro. Go to nprmusic.org to take a longer listen to all these selections. It's all thanks to Beto Arcos. He's the host of KPFK's Global Village here in Los Angeles. Beto, you did it again. Thank you so much. This was a blast.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.